Now, again, to put the thing into perspective, this is the period of time when Rome rules the entire world. There is no threat anymore from any foreign power to Rome. And the Jews were very active in the Roman world. In the city of Rome itself, the Jews formed a very influential part of the population. And the Jews did not necessarily participate in the persecution of the Christians, but as I mentioned to you before, the Jews certainly separated themselves from the Christians in every way possible. The behavior of the Jews towards the Christians will rebound against them when the Christians come to power. The beginnings of Christian anti-Semitism are laid now, because the Christians felt that the Jews really allied themselves with the enemies of Christianity, with the Romans. And since the Jews would be unbending in their refusal to convert to Christianity under any circumstances, so therefore, and a strong enmity between the two groups now began to grow throughout the Roman Empire. The Jews in Bovel were excluded from this contest simply because the Christians were not strong in Bovel. For whatever reason, the Christians were not strong in Bovel. Bovel remained pagan until the time of the coming of Muhammad, until the Muslim era. And the transition in Bovel will be from paganism to Mohammedanism. But the Jews never had to compete with Christianity in Bovel. And that, therefore, when the Christians would take over the Roman Empire and take over the world, their influence was not felt in Bovel. It was of secondary, tertiary nature. It was not important. It didn't go to the heart of any of the matters. And I think also that helps explain to us why in the Babylonian Talmud Christianity is practically ignored. The Jews have almost nothing to say about it, because in Bovel it really was not an issue. It did not matter. It was not an everyday issue. So therefore there are only a few passing references, almost unimportant references to it. But there is no, it is not given the space that one would expect it to be given in light of the developments of history thereafter. But that was because in Bovel it just didn't exist as a force. In Bovel, as I mentioned to you, the gods of light and darkness, the Zoroastrian gods, are the ones that competed. And the Talmud tells us that there were days that you were not allowed to have lights or candles lit. There were days that you were not allowed to have the shades drawn. I mean, those were the things that the Jews had to contend with. The economic life of the Jews in Bovel was quite successful. The Jews were merchants. They were in shipping. A great deal of commerce up and down the Tigris and the Euphrates into the Persian Gulf. Ships went all over the known world, and the Jews were chandlers. They were the grocers for the ships. They were the merchants for the ships. And the Jews instituted in Bovel a very strong Torah way of life. The Torah way of life was based upon semi-annual conventions of Torah learning called Yarchei Kala, the Kala, the month of the Kala. And the Kala was twice a year, in the month of Adar and the month of Elul, before Pesach and before Rosh Hashanah. And during that month, thousands, tens of thousands of people came to hear the lectures of Torah, the study of Torah. We have records in the Gemara that there were so many people that you could see a dust cloud rise when the lecture was over. That's how many tens of thousands of people were present to hear it. And because of all of that, the respect and the primacy of Torah and Torah knowledge and Torah study in Bovel increased.